are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before the end of the middle lines, meaning not the narrow lines, not the wide lines, but the middle lines. 7 lines before the end of the narrow lines, middle lines. Tanya, La'avas Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem your God. L'shmaya b'kailai, to listen to his voice. L'dav k'bay, and to attach oneself to him. Shloyim ra'adam, a person should not say, Ekra, I will learn, shikru'uni chacham, that I should be called the chacham. I want to learn, so people will say, wow, he's smart, he's a Talmud Chacham. Eshna, I will learn, that's Chumash, not Tanakh, it's Ekra. Eshna, which is Mishnayos and Gemara. Shikruni Rebbe, that I should be called a Rebbe, meaning people should respect me. Eshna, and again it repeats Eshna, she is Zokin ve'esha b'yeshiva. I should get a job in a yeshiva. I should be Rosh Yeshiva. Ella, Zakti Chazal, what do they say? Lomad me'ava, b'sayf ha'kavad yavai. You learn because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the covet will come on its own, meaning you don't worry about your honor. Shenemar, kashra matzbetzecha, tie it to your fingers. Kaswa maluach libecha, write it on the chart, the tablet of your heart. V'aymer, d'orcha d'archeinoyam, its ways are sweet. V'aymer, it's chayim hilam achzikimba, it is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. V'simcha, and those who support it, m'ushar, are fortunate. Rashi.
Is this the baker's work supposed to translate as leaving?
Yeah, I said attach.
Attach.
I don't think I...
The first rabbi that you didn't comment on is Sofa Kavod Lavo. What's the point?
Meaning it's not your... See, I mean, Kama Farsham learning the Sofa Kavod Lavo is in the other world.
Oh, that's
meaning, it could be, okay, if that makes you happier, it's fine with me. What?
Again.
The Brisa is saying, do not learn for ulterior motives.
Absolutely.
What's bothering Rabbi Cohen is, what's the Sof HaKavod Lavo? What does that mean?
It's an ulterior motive.
It's saying no. You missed the Gemara. Excuse me. Elolamed me'ava. This is what you should do. Not what you shouldn't do.
In contradistinction.
Lamed me'ava v'sayf ha'kavod lavai.
Ella. What's the Ella? Ella lamed
me'ava. I mean, that's what you should do.
It is contradistinction.
Again, doctor, please. Please excuse me. It says, do not learn that you should be called a Rebbe. Do not learn that you should get a job in a yeshiva.
Right.
What should you do? Learn from Ava, and then the Chazal say, "V'sayf HaKavod Lavai."
The last few lines, and a few words, do bother me.
So that's what he was asking. That's all. He's asking, what is that necessary in here? It doesn't make a difference if the Kavod will come or not come. You're lamed me Ava. What is that Sayf HaKavod Lavai? That was Rabbi Cohen's question.
To go to Derek Revolver's problem, he asks on the Gemara that the temple was destroyed because people didn't make a bracha on it. And he says, so obviously, yo, so what? You start off low Lishma, you go into Lishma. It says the Mashiach is a problem of bracha, that the Kutchel Yud, that the absolute beginning has to be an unadulterated love.
Again, you're not answering, again, doctor, you're not answering his question. Nobody's arguing with you. What does Chazal mean? Learn from Ava, the Kavod will come. You're not answering this question. You're giving me a schmooze about how a person should learn. I'm willing to hear that, but that's not the point.
It seems like a complete irrelevancy. You're absolutely right. There's a bride you have to deal with.
Okay, that's all I do here. And I mean, I'm not here to give a schmooze. I'm here to learn tomorrow. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Shunemar. No rush. Rabbi Yehazar Batzayda Kaimer. Very, very interesting. Let me at least complete this before people jump on me. Blessed Rabbi Tzadok Chaimer, I say Dvarim L'shem Balam, do things for the name of the Creator. So trashy. L'shmai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepol HaKoy L'meneihu. The Rashi. Rush. Why is it called Hashem Payalam? To the one who Payalam. What does Payalam mean? So the Rosh says it doesn't mean the one that created it. It means he created everything to serve him. So whatever you do, I say Dvarim, including mitzvahs, is L'shem Payalam, to the one who created it. Right? Do it L'shem Hashem, who created this object that you can do the mitzvah with. Right? I'm wearing tzitzis. Do it for the sake of Hashem, who created it, who created everything, and he created it for what purpose? L'manehu, to serve him. That's what the Rosh says. Now here comes the big chiddush. The Dabra Behem, and speak in Torah, Lishmam, Zog the Rosh. And the Rosh is a Reb Chaim V'Lajner. The Reb Chaim V'Lajner is a Rosh. Kol diburcha masecha b'divrei Torah. All your arguing and speaking in Torah, you l'shem ha-Torah, should be for the sake of Torah. You're leida ulahavin ulahaisiv lekach, to know, understand, and to add what you gain, ulapalpo or pilpo, to argue with others, v'loy lekantor lizgoes, not to anger people or to show haughtiness. Now, notice what the Rosh says. This is Reb Chaim V'Lajner, what I'm going to say now. It doesn't say, learn Torah l'shem Hashem. It doesn't say that. It says, I say dvarim l'shem payalam. V'dabra behem l'shmam, l'shem Torah. Zok Reb Chaim V'Lajner, the one who learns to know Torah is l'shmam. But a person learns, because I want to know Torah, that's my goal. My goal is not to get covered. My goal is not to get a Rebbe job. My goal is not to become, people should say, oh, what a great guy he is. That's not my goal. My goal is to know Torah. That's Lishman. Because Dr. Mechai V'Lajner, by mitzvah, it says L'shem Payalam. And by Torah, it says Lishmam. Not Lishmai, but Lishmam. For his sake, for their its sake. And the Rosh stresses it. Kol ma'diburcha ma'secha b'divrei Torah, yir l'shem ha-Torah. Doesn't say l'shem Hashem. When you learn Torah, to knowing Torah, that's l'shma. Chaim V'Lajner says it, others say it, Abinezer says it, oh, a lot of people say it. However, they all say that before a person learns, he should do tshuva. He should think b'mahara b'tshuva, because he doesn't want to be a chayte that learns, because the chayte that learns, the Torah doesn't go so well. Whatever that means, I'm not getting involved in that.
The Anmetal says that the Shema is when you get into Shema, not a Torah against the Shema.
Because you want to know Torah. That's what he said. I think he said that. Again, I haven't looked at it in a while. I'm not going to argue with you. But that's
the same word as we kind of want.
That's what I'm saying. I said that. So therefore, that's the Diyuk over here. And the Rosh says it. He makes the difference between Shem Payalam and Shema. Don't think about
it. But what is it? What? Okay, it's a fact, okay,
there
are different
lessons,
but why?
Because Torah, I'm going to say something, you're small, but right, we sing it, it's not only a song, right, it's not like somebody decided to invent a song and made up those words, it's a Zayar. Yisrael, but right, Torah is the words of Hashem. Mitzvahs are physical objects that are used to serve Hashem.
You're getting
esoteric. I said that. I'm going to say it. That's it. Torah is the words of Hashem. If I want to know the words of Hashem, that is connection automatically. It's the words of Hashem. Hashem's talking to me when he's in this Gemara. He's talking to me through the Tanoim, through the Amaroim, but he's talking to me. When I read Chumash, those are mamish, the exact words of the Rabbeinu Shlaila. He said the words. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, write Bereshis Bara Elikim. In fact, he spelled it for him. So every chaser and yeser is from the Rabbeinu Shlaila. Moshe Rabbeinu did nothing. Even Tvarim, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu said it, but the Rabbeinu Shlaila put it into Torah. Eilah Dvar Moshe Dibra Moshe is the words of the Rabbeinu Shlaila. Eilah Dvar Moshe Dibra Moshe. So,
by mitzvahs,
these are physical objects I use to serve Hashem. It's a big difference between the words of Hashem and the table that's used to serve Hashem.
It's all for Hashem.
Yeah.
Again.
Very good.
We're missing the point. When I learn Torah, Hashem is speaking to me. I don't have to elevate it to be L'shem Hashem. It is the words of Hashem. That's what it is, in essence. My tzitzis is not Hashem's tzitzis. Yes, everything in the world belongs to Hashem. It's my tzitzis that I'm using to serve Hashem. Torah is not my Torah that I'm using to serve Hashem. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Torah that I'm attaching myself to. It's a different thing. It's his. I don't have to make it his. I don't have to recognize it's his. It is his. What?
Is there a mitzvah in Torah Yagdu Miyadri?
Into what?
Torah Yagdu Miyadri.
He says, the learn Tyra, Leda Ulahavin, Ulahisiv Lekach, Upilpu, to add, to grow, that's that knowing Tyra. That is encompassed in Dabir Lem Lishma. I'm reading a Rush, it's not Yitzchak Margaret. Lighter. Lautasim Atara Liz Gadlu Behem. Do not use it as a crown to make yourself big with them. Lautasim Kurdim, do not make it into a hammer, hatchet, whatever article decides it is. Sorry. Lias Mishtat, Lias Eiderbay, to dig with it. Don't use it for your sake. Look, we're going to see, this is a very, very fine line here, and it's going to come up. Kavachimer. Ma bau shatish lo nishtamish obi kli kli nishinasu kli kli. Nekamin oilam. Mishtamish bekisrish o Torah. If somebody uses the crown of Torah for his own needs. Alachas kama vakama. Zucked rush? No rush. Yeah, there's rush. For the tasa makar lis kaglebem. Talmud Kedelis Tidiyuk Tetumah, you will learn Delis Atur Lizgado. Do not learn to become a big man in the eyes of people. Beloy Kaidam Lach Lebay, very clean. Tetumah Kedeshiyah Kilimelach Tahalizvardisba. Do not learn so you can make a living. You might have to make a living out of learning, but don't make that your goal of learning. I'm not learning so I can earn a dollar. I'm learning because it's Rabbi Nishan's Tyra. Now here comes the fine line. Before everybody jumps on me, let me try to explain it. Amar Rava, Shari Leila Inishle Dui Nafshe Ba'asra Dui Adile. A person is allowed to inform people, I'm a Talmud Chacham, in a city that they don't know that he is. The Siv, Ba'avdacha Yare Es Hashem in Urav. Your servant fears Hashem. Avadja told Elio, I am a Yare Shemayim. It's talking about there, Achav sent, Eliyahu sent Avadja to tell Achav that he's here. Achav had been searching for him for years. And Chai Hashem, if there's not, like he searched around him in the whole world, couldn't find Eliyahu. And now Eliyahu meets Avadja and says, go tell your master I'm here. So Avadja said, you can't do this to me. You can't send me to Achav and he's never going to find you and he'll kill me for telling him that you're around. I can't do this. And he's saying who I am. He said, I'm a Yoreh Shemayim. I hit 100 Nevi'im. I saved the lives of 100 Nevi'im. That's who I am. But he's telling Eliyahu how great he is. Terence says, Eliyahu didn't know him. And therefore, he's allowed to tell him, you should know, I'm not a regular guy in the street. You're sending me, and I'm a Yoreh Shemayim. That was the conversation. So you see that a person's allowed to say, I'm a Talmud Chacham. That's not called using the crown of Torah to gain things. It's what? That was in their case, but it's a rule everywhere. In fact, there's a Zayir, but I don't know Zayir, but somebody told me it's a Zayir. It's a Tshuva Sarashba, and I think it's one of the Rishonim on this page, that says, it's a Pasuk. It says, Yalalucha Zar V'loy Picha. A stranger should praise you, you shouldn't praise yourself. So what the Rashba says, it's a Zayir. Yalalucha Zar. The lie, but if there's no czar to tell people who you are, picha, you tell them who I am. That's what it's a Rashba, it's a Rishon on this page, and somebody told me 55 years ago, when I heard him say this Rashba, he said it was a Rashba, that I still remember, because he said it's a Tshuva Sarashba. In fact, he said then, this Rav who said it, that it's either Pei Aleph or Pei Dalet, he wasn't sure, and I still don't remember. I looked it up, but I still don't remember whether it's Be'alav or Be'dalav. Because the first time I heard it was a suffix, whether it was Be'alav or Be'dalav. And he said it's a Zayir also. I never looked up the Zayir, but I did look up the Rashba once. And then I saw the Besifta that he brings it from one of the Rishonim on this page. Yes?
The question is, Rabbi, anyone that wants to ask this also, is there a difference between Yirei Shabayim and a Talmud Chacham? You could be a Yirei Shabayim and not a Talmud Chacham. I fear Hashem. But the person
says,
tell them all day.
Again, we're proving that it's not wrong to tell a person who you are. That's what it's saying. It don't mean, therefore, all he's saying is, know who I am. So some Mepharshim learn, because they're Mechuyim and Kavanat Torah. It's a Tchi of Deraisa. So you're informing them, I'm a Talmud Chacham. You're not meaning to use it to do anything. Again, I hear you right away, but I don't think it should be a difference. If you can tell a person you're Yerusha Mayim, you can tell them you're a Talmud Chacham. What's the difference?
No, I'm not saying, but they are two different things.
Again, they're not exactly the same, but I will admit to say, if you can say one, why can't you say the other? He did say that. He said, I'm the Chayar of Shem Menorah. Elakasha Reb Tarfon. So what was wrong with Reb Tarfon? Why couldn't he say, I'm Reb Tarfon? Just inform him who he is. So to Gemara, Shani Reb Tarfon, Asher God will have a Vahavi Zayi Vafaisa Bedamim. He didn't need it. It wasn't necessary for him to inform him. So to Ashi, Vahashra Tul Yadnalei, why? Why are you allowed to tell people who you are? So to Rosh, Kedei Shli Yizalzulu Bekvoy Terasa Vyadshu. Yes? The reason the Rosh said you're allowed to tell people I'm a Talmud Chacham is because if they're not going to treat you with respect, they're going to get punished. They did a B'shagig, but they're still going to get punished for B'shagig. Before you treat a person, find out who he is. So you're mechuyev to tell Sharile who you are, so they shouldn't mistreat you and get a punishment. That's what you state in Rosh. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Oh, by the way, it says, Rav Rami, here it says, Ksiv, V'av the Chayar Hashem and Orim, Ksiv Yaluchas Arvelay Picha. Now, the Gemara doesn't answer that Yaluchas Arvelay, it's Picha. The Gemara answers, Hamasu the Yadilay, Hamasu the Yadilay. In your city, everybody knows you. There's no reason for you to inform people who you are. In a city, no one knows you. You should tell them. So, yes.
Guy comes into a city, why you just can't, just being a yid is not enough?
No, there's a difference. Let me ask you, does a chavid, come in more than a regular yid?
No, I'm
asking you, Shaila. Don't get off the subject. Answer yes or no. Is there a chiyuv of tamid chacham more than a regular yid? I want to know if there's a halacha like that. You're not answering yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But
now, I want to know. Isn't it enough to be a yid? I want to know, why is there such a halacha?
In what circumstance?
Again, I asked you a question. Is it a mechuyev? There's a Talmud Chacham here in Amoretz, right? Who are you mechuyev to be mechavad more? The Talmud Chacham in Amoretz. Who should you give the aliyah to? The Talmud Chacham in Amoretz. Two people are drowning. The Kohen Gadol and the Talmud Chacham. Who should you save?
Well,
have no gear. The Mishnah answers the question, by the way. The Mishnah says, a Kohen Gadol, the Mamzer Talmud Chacham was saved before a Kohen Gadol Amoretz. So I want to know, according to you, why should it make a difference? Is he a yid? Why you get the first aliyah? By the way, we'll learn about it in a minute. Why do they give you the first aliyah? Why? Reply to it the same yid you are. Why are you getting the first aliyah?
That's Karev's
time. I understand. But that's what his question was. Is he enough? Is he in?
I thought, is it meaning it's always the gaya in regards to comparing to someone else? That's
not necessarily. You have to give a Talmud Chacham more kavod. He comes into town, make sure he has a place to stay. More than you have to for anybody else because he's a Talmud Chacham. He has to get a better place. That's your chiyuv.
You hear a lot of stories about these owners of and
that's their decision.
I know, but they're over on detention with the
Hebrews. You'll have to ask them. You know, you have to. That used to happen. The Gra went to Golos. The Shagasai, they all went to Golos. It's part of their growing process. I can't answer the question. I don't know anybody today that went to Golos. I don't know. Yes. I don't want to know. Yes.
I would point out there seems to be a difference of opinion as far as this conversation between Usaja and the innkeeper.
Okay, I really don't want to go there now because it's going to take a long time. I'd rather just move on to the Gemara. So, to Gemara Vayter.
Do people actually do that? Do they announce?
I have not met a person. See, I think what happens is, honestly, this is my own thing. Don't take it for any more than what I said. When a person walks into Beis Medrash, take a look at him. You can usually figure out whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Usually. I'm not saying it's a foolproof thing. But you look at a person, you can see that you're dealing with a person of this or this, but not always. Not always. If you would have looked at Reb Nachman Greenblatt, the kind of Tegatadik Ravacha, who was a person that Tegat had gone out there beyond. But if you looked at him, you would have thought he's a Baal Bas wearing a straw hat, wearing a short jacket, and, you know, doesn't seem to be interested in anything but learning. But you would have to talk to him for once, and then you would figure it out. But, that's the, yeah, yes?
Within the last 10 years, there was an initial one of the refuge of Shar Shemayim in Jerusalem. And he would go out once a year as a Masulah.
Could be. I'm glad to hear that. I have never met one in Golis. If I did, I never found out that he was a Talmud Chacham in Golis. That's all.
Sort of the point.
Yes. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Shara Amar Rava. Shara Leila Tzurim Rabbanon Lamei Mar. Tzurim Rabbanon Ando Shara Li Tigroi Bereisha. A Talmud Chacham can say, listen, I don't want to wait in line. Can you take me first? I'm a Talmud Chacham. Why is he allowed to do that? Dr. Rush, Paskali Dine Kadesh Le Zbatum Elamudi. I have to go learn. Avaisai, I learn. You're wasting my time. Please take me first. I tried it, by the way, in CVS. It didn't work. But I said, I'm a yid. I should go first before these guys. I don't know. For some reason, CVS didn't take it so seriously. Weiter. Zogti Gemara Weiter. Lechsev. Ubnei David Kehanim Hoyu. Says, Bnei David were Kehanim. Why were they called Kehanim? Because Kehanim Hoyu? They weren't Kehanim. Just like you let the Kayan go first, because he's a Kayan, you have to let B'nai David. Didn't say B'nai Malachim, are you? Didn't say they were kings, and therefore you have to let them go first? It says they were like Kehanim. They had a Ruchnius to them, Torah, that made them like Kehanim. So, Trashi, Charlie, I did that.
Is the son of a king royalty?
Of course he is. It's a reality. He's royalty. You have to give my right. How do I know you have to give a kayim first? Rabbi Rom, this is for you. Sanctify him because he brings the kavanas. This is a very important rush. It's a big makloikas. Dr. Rush, the whole davar she yiroi God will makudish. The reason we give the Kayan that respect is that everybody should know that he's more sanctified than I am. He's a Kayan. The reason we give him respect is to establish him as the person who's more Mekudesh. Liftayach Rishon, Dr. Rush, Lias Roish Hamadabra Mechol Kibbutz Am Ledabra Velindus Chila. When you have to give speeches by a Sheva Brachas, and you have a Kayan and a non-Kayan, the Kayan goes first. B'kidashtai. Show that he's at a different pedestal. Levarech and Rishon. Dr. Rush, what is Levarech Rishon? B'tayra u'birchus ha'mazn. By Tayra and birchus ha'mazn. You have to be mechabit him to bench. He's a kayan. That's why people say b'shus kayan. They don't even realize what they're doing. You know, you get bent to it. Is that kayan here? Yeah, okay. B'shus kayan. Did you ask him if he wants to bench? You mechuyim to give him benching. You decided b'shus kayan. The assumption is that every kayan is meichel. But by Elias and Akhenami, we try not to give Elias to when a Kayan is there. We ask the Kayan to leave sometimes, but we never give the Kayan's there for Kidashtai. And back to the Gemara, Melito Mana Yavarishan, which the Rush learns, serve him first. So the Rush, Shiaisha Besuda, Yaviu Lai Mana Yavatrila. Others learn that when you have something split, offer him the choice. The Rush doesn't learn that way. The Rush learns, you're serving 10 people, there's a Kayan, he gets served first. He's a Kayan, the Kidashtai. Can you please inform them you're a Kayan, you should get served first? Yes, 100%. At your table, by the way, whoever is at your table should say, Kayan, you know, you have to give it to him first.
This is
a Kayan. We're saying, just like a Kayan, so a Tamalach.
Sitting together at the table, Talmud
Chacham and the Kohen. The Talmud Chacham goes first. That's a Mishnah.
If I have Truma, I give it to you.
Don't say that. You might have Truma soon, and your he might remind you. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Mamzer Talmud Chacham. It's a Mishnah. I just said Mamzer Talmud Chacham. You know why? Why is the Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kohen Gadol? Because the Mamzer Talmud Chacham earned his stripes. A Kohen Gadol got it genetically. That's why Talmid Chacham is before a Kayan. He became, nobody's born a Talmid Chacham. You earn your stripes. As a mom's a Kayan Gadol, he was born a Kayan and it happened to be his father was a Kayan Gadol, so he took over. Right, I'm a rabbi.
Isn't that implied by Elias?
The Gemara says, the Gemara in Gittin, contests a whole Amr of whether you should give a Talmid Chacham an Aliyah before a Kayan.
That's what I'm asking.
So it says, Megdar Kishalom, because there's going to be a whole fight, whether he is a Talmid Chacham or he's not a Talmid Chacham, deserves to go before the Kayan. They made a Takana, Kayan, Kayan, Rishon, don't give a Talmid Chacham. Unless the whole, all the Kahanim of the city consider him greater than them. Then Rav Kari B'Kahana, Dr. Gemara. Rav got the first Aliyah. Ravuna Kari B'Kahana. Why? Rafilu Rav Ami Rav Ati Kahani Chashiva Eretz Yisrael, they were machnia themselves to him. A Talmid Chacham can say, I don't pay taxes. Meaning, the rule was in those days, the American government does not recognize this, that Talmid Chacham were absolved from taxes. That was the rule. So a Talmid Chacham can inform people, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I don't have to pay tax. Now, let me explain this. In those days, I don't know everywhere, but in many places, the city was obligated to produce a certain amount of tax. The Jewish community was said, from this community, we want X amount of money. And then it became the job of whoever was in charge of the Jewish community to parcel out how this money was going to be raised. A Talmid Chacham doesn't have to pay. Because the rules of the country were, Talmid Chacham don't have to pay. And therefore, the guy in charge, when he parcels it out, don't count the Talmid Chachamim in your account. They don't pay these taxes. Why? It's a pasuk. The Chsiv, Kairish Melech Paras, made the rule. Now, the way to pronounce this, I have to look to the side if I have the pasuk here, which I do. It says, Minda Gloy V'Haloch, three kinds of taxes, which will be explained in a minute. Gloy Shalit L'mir Malayan. There's no authority to place it over the Talmid Chachamim, over the Kahanim, over the Levium. That's what he absolved. So therefore, Talmid Chacham can say, listen, I am not, in the my tax bracket is zero. Now, the Gemara explains. V'yamar Rav Yehuda. Minda zu menas ha-melech. Rash Dr. Rash. Minda v'holag v'holach. Kairish melech paras. Tzivash li'yishalu mas l'anchik netes ha-gdailam. The kivish of min ha-dim pater. Since they're pater. Shor le'lemein makadesh li'yigzum ha-maynay. He's allowed to tell people, I don't have to pay taxes. You'll be stealing from me if you take my taxes.
The federal 501c3.
Well, then you have, okay. I'm not going to get involved in the tax law. I don't know this. But that's
my luck. Yes? Actually, the way you describe it is pretty much correct, but what happened is the right to collect taxes was sold by the ruler to another person.
Right.
And the tax collectors could do whatever they wanted. They simply had to come in with 100,000 shekel or whatever.
But
and if you were not a favorite of the tax collector, you would pay 99,000. So this is why you see tax collectors treated with such.
Yeah, I understand that. But in this case, he's telling it to Jews. He's not telling it to the tax collector, but because the tax collector doesn't care. Menas HaMelech. Right. Katzav al kakas. Menas HaMelech means a property tax. Bloy. Zu kesef gugolta. That's a head tax. And v'holach. Zu anuna. Zokturash. Isur behemoth. 10% of your animals. V'yomarava. Sharilei l'turim rabbanan d'meimai. This is a very controversial Gemara in the Rishayim. I will learn it like the Rush first. It's speak out other answers second. Shari Leilo, Turim Rabbanu Lameima, Tamakachim can say, Avda Denurana, I serve the fire. There were Gayim that used to serve fire. He's allowed to say, I serve the fire, therefore, Lehiv Nakarga. This government did not recognize Tamida Chachamim, so he's allowed to say, I serve the fire, I don't have to give tax. Now, why is he allowed to do it? Zuck de Gemara, and we'll learn the rush in a second. My timer, Lavruche Aryamine, to chase a lion away from him, to save his money. He's allowed to do it to save his money. Now, you're not allowed to serve Avodah Zarah to save your money, right? So what does this mean? Zuck de Rush. The Tzurim and Rabbanon. Yeah, Avodah Kachav Manah. Zuck de Rush. Avodah Kachavim Shoev Dem Leish. The Tzurim and Rabbanon. We only allow a Talmud Chacham to do this. Why not everybody? Loich Hashino Hashem Yispakel Lezal Zer Yaiser. This is a very fine line, which the Rush is going to explain in a second. We don't trust regular people not to go beyond the line. So we allow a Talmud Chacham, but not anybody else. What is he allowed to say? Eved shel hakoimrim ha'ovdim avedes kachavim. I belong to the priests that serve Avodah Zarah. That's not Avodah Zarah. He's not saying, I believe in it, I serve it. I belong to the priests that serve this God. I work for them. I'm their employee. That's his allowed to say, because halachically, he doesn't have to pay taxes. Legally, he doesn't have to pay taxes. But they're not going to accept it, because he's a Talmud Chacham. So he can use the excuse, this is the Rush's shot. I work for the diocese. I work for the diocese. I don't know what belong means. I'm trying to be very exact. The Rush says, I am an Evan of the Kaimnim. That's the Rush's chat.
Clergy. Or not.
No. I work, let's not change the words in a Rush. I work for the people that serve the Avodah Zarah, the Kaimnim, the priests. I work for the diocese. Now, other Rishayim learn that the reason it's mutter is because he means the Rabbeinu Shlom is Eish Eichla. I serve fire. Now they're not understanding you, but you're saying I serve fire. The Rabbeinu Shlom is described as the Ran's Shav. So you're not in any way saying Avodah Zarah. Not saying you're an Avid of the Kaimrim, you're not doing what the Rush, according to the Rhyme, there's no head to what the Rush says. You're not claiming to work for the diocese. Maybe he does agree, maybe he doesn't agree. He learns, you can say, I'm the Denurana, I serve fire. Now they think you're serving the Hunos, you think you're serving a Shaykhla. This is a Shaila Nachrainim, I don't pass the Shaila. Somebody comes over to you and says, either say you don't believe in God, or I'll kill you. So, in Yiddish, Cain means not. Say you're not Jewish, or I'll kill you. So, in Yiddish, Cain means I'm not. In Hebrew, Cain means yes. Can a person say, ich bin kein Yid? In German, that means I'm not a Jew. If you learn Cain in Hebrew, you're saying I am a Yid. So, I'll write him talk about it, but we're not going to get into that.
Maranus, according to the Rush.
Now, they had a much bigger problem. They had to go to church. They had to bow down to the idols. They had a bigger problem than this. I'm not getting involved in that. Right. It's a painful historical sugya. But let's just leave that alone. It's very painful. But the this is what the Gemara says. Yes.
As I'm sure you know, this is Panka, reminds us 90 years ago. That it is permissible to say me a Jew, but if when push came to shove, it was usher by the stock that I read to say that you were not a Jew.
Fine, could be. Don't think about it. Could be. Yeah, yes, Harvey.
I'm going to ask this because it doesn't sound like anybody else asked it. Under the first explanation, that it's not just wordplay that he's engaging in. In the cost-benefit analysis of holding yourself out as someone who worships fire, either among your community or among the Goyish community, how is this a good cost-benefit analysis? So he saves himself a little money?
I mean,
you haven't... Okay, so it's a lot. You have impressionable people in your community. You're supposed to be a light unto the nations of the Goyish community. I don't understand why this is okay.
Okay, so I'll try to explain it the way I understood it. We're talking about a recognized Talmid Chacham. He is not saying, I served Avodah Zarah. He's saying, I work for the people who are the priests of the Avodah Zarah. That's my job.
Right.
That's what he says. Yeah. Which in itself is not a recognition of Avodah Zarah. You got a job. You are the one that cuts the grass.
How is that not? A Talmid Chacham would not be doing that.
That's why everybody in the community knows that he doesn't mean it. Exactly. His reputation means that he doesn't. Again, it's not what he does. Lamaisa, he's telling this to the tax collector. He is not working for the Kaimrim. The question is, he's lying. But he's lying to save himself legally from money, from losing money. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah, to me, the question is that he's lying in a way to give a absolute damaging impression to the Goyish community. Because they're not going to say, oh, he's just working for the fire worshiper. They're saying he's supporting that.
He's giving a bad impression to the Goyish community, to the tax collector. But not to the Jewish community who recognizes what he's doing.
So yeah, I'm sure the tax...
I hear your question, but that's the answer. To save money, he's allowed to lie and give a wrong impression to the Goyish community. Correct.
They're not going to run an investigation.
No, they're not. They're not going to run an investigation. But he's saying, other guy might hear about it. They'll say, what, this rabbi works for that? Either they'll investigate or they won't investigate. But it's more to the... What's bothering Harvey is you're using something that's very touchy to get out of money, and, you know, you would think that you don't want to do that. That's what's
about.
What?
Find that today.
Yes. No, but again, when the Gemara says three things, it's not only three. There's many more. If somebody asks you, I don't want to get involved in the checker now. Somebody asks you a privacy question, not one of the three things. Somebody wants to know, where'd you go? Yes, not where. How much money do you make a year? Now, what you're supposed to tell them is get lost. It's none of your business. But what if it's somebody you can't tell him to get lost? It's none of your business because he wants to. You're making profit from him. Do you believe to tell him what you make? If not, you're lying. Absolutely not. You have no right to invade my privacy. Okay, but now we're not getting into Hilchos Sheker now.
The makor for not paying taxes is
passing by Kairos.
Jews or Jews on Goyes on Jews?
Goyes on Jews. Government taxes.
That's from Ezra?
It's from the passing of Kairos, the king of Persia, absolving Jews from the government taxes.
The king of Persia... That's not Torah, is it? They came up with this idea.
No, but when they come to collect taxes, they were following that rule.
I'm the king of Persia.
Yeah. We're talking now, practically speaking, the Goyish government is coming to collect tax. And people who work for the diocese don't have to pay tax.
So is this an halacha today?
What do you mean, from the American government?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't know. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi when he passed in Shiloh. Right. But that way. No, it's not by law today, because clergy is not plucked from taxes. The American government does not recognize that clergy is plucked from taxes.
So every government can make up their own taxes. 100%.
100%. Now, the question is, I don't want to get involved in this. The question becomes, halakhically, do you have to pay taxes to any government? So when the Polish government decided to give the Jews an extra 35% tax, were you mechuyev to pay that? The government said.
Look, if King of Persia came up with this proclamation, how does it fit to anything else?
We're learning Gemara now. This is what happened in time of the Gemara. Now, you want to know practical applications? Open a Shulchan Aruch and see what it says. We're not prosecuting from a Gemara. Nobody's saying that you can tell the American government, I work for something that you don't work for to absolve yourself from taxes, but the government law does not absolve you.
This has been one time event with the
king. It's not, because the Gemara is applying it in bubble years later.
Whoever the king is.
Exactly. They were following the same tax law. Yes?
We really are applying apples to oranges. I mean, the way in which taxes were collected did not involve
W-2 followers. But, again, 100%. Again, all we're doing is learning a Gemara that allows a person in the time of the Gemara, a time of Chalcha, to do that. That's all. No Halakha L'maisa to be derived from it.
And you can't assume that young
people... I'm not really asking a question. I just want to know how far it goes and how it works.
It doesn't work in the American government.
The king said that.
Doesn't work. But going back to what I was saying before, if the Polish government imposes a 35% tax on Yidden, if the Polish government imposed a 35% surcharge, it's okay, it's fine, on Yidden, if the Polish government did that, you don't have to pay it. Because then it's an unfair government. They have no dinah de malchusa, and they have no right to take your money. That's the halacha. I picked the Polish government, Bedavka, because very few Jews live in Poland. Right? If they decide to make a Jew tax, or an unfair tax, that's called, they're not dinah de malchusa. Dinah de malchusa requires a government that's fair. Therefore, if the Polish government taxed Jews, that's not fair. And therefore, you don't have to pay that tax. I'm not getting involved any more than that. I want to get to Lord Gemara, because we're going to get off the tangent and talk about tax law. And that, I need an accountant here. If Yankee Kleinman were here, give a shear. But now we're not talking about that.
Rabbi Weimer brought up an interesting point. A better example might be that in Christian Europe, Jews owned nothing. They had the legal classification of servi camerae, servants of the chamber. In other words, everything they had belonged to the king. So it was therefore at the disposition of the king in agent of the king.
Correct.
This is not Jewish law.
No.
And it's
going to
get out of it.
No. I'm going to read the Rav Ashi. Are you going to say you realize it in Mikshel? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Rav Ashi Avalei Huaba. Rav Ashi had a forest. And he sold trees for wood. Zavne lebeinura, he sold the forest to the Avodah Zarah. Amale Ravina Ravashi, because if they even listed Michal, Dr. Rush, they're going to make Avodah Zarah's idols out of your wood. You're being machshu them in Lifnaiva. You're not allowed to be machshu a guy in an Isser. You're not allowed to provide a guy with materials to make Avodah Zarah's. And that's what you just did. Amale Ravetsim Lasakaninu. That's not what they use wood for. 99% of wood is used, I made up that percentage by the way, is used for heating purposes. Yes, they might use sometimes wood to make Avodah Zarah. That's not the common usage at all. Therefore, it's not Lifnaiver. Let's do the Rush, and then I want to speak something else. Zogt Rush, Havale Abiyar, the Yidn Lesit Mirsho, the Ivik Achav Mitzuvim Avodah Kachav, the Shema Yasim Menu Tzlovim, maybe he'll make idols, benai, and beautifications of Avodah Zarah. Rav Eitzim Lasakaninu, Mekivin Deikil Amitli, Shekonu Ludover Heter. It makes a lot of sense that they bought it for a legal use. So Linan, V'achaminim B'msechtas Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to sell a guy something that he can use for something mutter, and he might use it for something usher. Now the Bachreinim are bothered here that this is not Lifnaiver. Lifnaiver in the Gemara's translation is he can't do the Avera without you. You enable him to do the Avera. If he can do it without you, there's no Issur Lifnaiver. For instance, the case of the Gemara is, a Nazir is standing on the other side of the river, says, can you bring me the bottle of wine that you have on the other side of the river? He's not there. He can't get across the river. You're making it possible for him to do the Issur. That's Lifnaiver. But if the Nazir has the bottle of wine standing right there, and he says to you, can you pass me the bottle of wine? It's not Lifnaiver. He can walk over and take the wine. He doesn't need you. There was other wood they could get. It wasn't the only wood in town. So why is it Lifnaiver? So the Mefarshim explained that Enoch Inami, it's not Lifnaiver. It's called helping a guy, helping an Avera. When I pass the nazir the wine from that table, I'm not listening to Iver, but I'm Iver Mesayaya Yedei Iver Avera. I'm helping somebody do something wrong, which is rabbinically prohibited. The question now becomes, is there an Isra Mesayaya by a guy or not? And this Gemara, according to those Mefarshim, would be a raya that there is an Isra of helping a guy do one of his Sheva Mitzvahs. Because that's the question. Unless you tell me that this was the only source of wood. So then it was the Sneiver. There was no other way for the church to get a hold of wood. Rav Ashi was the sole owner of enough wood to provide to the church.
How about if his wood was better?
Maybe, perhaps. So again, he was the only source for this high quality wood. Okay, could be. Dr. Mishnah.
I think, just real quickly, one line, Rebbe. Why is it that the Goyim were Machshiv Yiddin learning? Or Yiddin? I never understood that. Like, why is it that Paro is the most wicked person on earth ever, and he lets Moshe and Aaron just come in like they're friends?
Okay, you want to say a Chumash Taira? I love it dearly. You can say a Chumash Taira.
I don't have it. I'm not answering.
I don't know. I don't have a kasha. You don't have an answer. I don't have the kasha. Because I think, and I'm not saying all Gayim, but I think that when I walk in, I know this is a fact, not I think. I walk into my office where I go now to visit less now than I was right after my transplant. And as soon as I come in, they say, Oh, Rabbi, what can we bring you into the office? Rabbi, why should these guys care if I'm a rabbi? And the whole, they don't even know my name. They know me as a rabbi. The rabbi's here, they announce in the back, I heard him say, Rabbi's here. Why do they respect me? Because I'm a rabbi. Because they deep down know that he's a clergy. He serves God, right? I sit there with my sefer, and the shiksa says, oh, Rabbi, you know, I love when you do that. You have these old books. Like, and then she tells me what she has in her tefillah, the old books that's so nice to use. Right? She thinks I'm using her books. Right? But why do they do that? Because if they're serious, they recognize that service of the Rabbi Nishlalem, whatever way you, is a chashuva thing. That's what happens. Okay, at this point, I don't want to keep the whole island on it. Everybody's having one.